At City Hall, Councilman Gulliford, 8 skateboarders, and a real estate agent are sitting around a long conference table. These meetings began because Gulliford introduced a bill in May that would have made skateboarding mostly illegal downtown. Since then, he and the skaters have been working on a compromise. Here's Gulliford at an earlier meeting.
You draw more flies with honey than vinegar, right? So if we can get them to use other places.
The skaters want to develop and maintain vacant city lots as mini skate parks. On Monday, city staff handed them pictures and addresses of 7 possible parcels. Here's Riverside skater John Grant.
It's a positive thing that's happening. I think people who are enthusiastic about skateboarding are coming out, and it's turning into a positive thing, hopefully, from something that was going to be a ban.
They want to start with 1 skate spot and eventually develop more to form a skate-friendly trail downtown. Kona Skate Park owner Martin Ramos says fundraisers and grants should cover the cost of developing the sites, hopefully with donated materials and volunteer labor. At the same time, the city's Parks and Rec Department is in the conceptual stage of building a skate park at Florida Dwight Memorial Park in La Villa. Ramos says that skate park will be more of a family-friendly option and could connect to the skate trail. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.